Then we had to find a place to stay there in Port Deposit, and there was this beautiful but old fieldstone house out of town, and I think it had 4 bedrooms and 2 baths and set on a very nice piece of land. And Bruce and David decided that probably the thing to do was for us to live together. And it was all right with Charlene and I because we'd gotten to know each other pretty well by that time. And the interesting thing about this old house was that the flying squirrels had made nests in the walls and they died in the walls. And so the rooms, there was a very strong odor. So we had, we couldn't be choosers because there was certainly no quarters and very few places to live. So we got room deodorizers, and we put one in every room, and we were able and kept it aired out as much as we could, but it was wintertime. Mm-hmm. And one of the charming things that happened while we were there was that the furnace went out, and we had absolutely no heat for a day and a half. So we had lots of adventures. Anyway, about the spring, when I had discovered that I was expecting and going to have Janie, I didn't know it was going to be Janie, but that we were going to have a baby. And at that time, my brother Seaver was at Camp Roberts in Georgia, and he came, well, I guess he came up at Christmas time. He came up and spent Christmas with us. And we took lots of long walks out in the countryside. And we could not find a Christmas tree anywhere because there were no evergreens. They were all deciduous trees in the countryside, and it was too small a place, to warrant having a Christmas tree lot. So there were some evergreen trees. There was one very large one in the front yard of this house, and Bruce and David cut limbs off of it, and they made a Christmas tree with a broomstick.
Oh.
It was neat. I mean, it really wasn't. Charlene and I made the ornaments. We strung cranberries, and we popped popcorn, and so we decorated the tree with that. I don't know that we were able to get any gifts from home because we hadn't been there long enough for people to have gotten used to where we were. So anyway, we had a happy time for Christmas, and it was so nice having Seaver there. And he had to go back, and that from there he went to California and overseas. Now, could you just take your pack off, little dog? Somewhere in there, we were able to buy a secondhand big Jeep, so we did have some transportation. We drove down to Washington, D.C. because he wanted to go to the department that made assignments, and he wanted to find out what the next thing was in store for him. Mm-hmm. And what happened was that he was assigned yet again to separation and civil readjustment at Headquarters Marine Corps. And finding a place to live was murder, because this was in 1946 and the war had only been over a few months by that time. And we did find a little apartment that somebody else had vacated because they were going away. It was it was in a fourplex. There were two one-bedroom apartments on the first floor and then two above, and there was a whole series of them up the street on South Courthouse Road. And it was only about a mile from where Bruce's office was at the headquarters annex. So that was nice. And we had some very nice people. In fact, Jack Paul was a captain. He worked for Bruce, and they had a little boy. And Wanda was such a good friend to me because I knew no one, and here I was going to have my first baby. Mm-hmm. And it was just a little bit nerve-wracking. And then when I felt that she was going to arrive on a Sunday evening, we borrowed Wanda and Jack Paul's car, and Bruce drove over to the Columbia Hospital for Women, which is where I was going to have the baby, and he just dropped me off at the front door. He didn't like hospitals. So we went in, and I went in, and my doctor met me there, and I was so blessed because I had a wonderful, wonderful experienced obstetrician who had been an obstetrician in civilian life, and I actually had him for 3 months before the delivery, and so he was able to know my body and everything. So it was about 10 o'clock in the evening, and I was taken upstairs, and I had a private room. As a matter of fact, I had started with contractions, but they sort of petered out a little bit. And the doctor was there in the hospital. And, well, the Navy did not give anesthesia. There was an anesthesia called twilight sleep that they gave to most mothers that were in labor that put them completely out. But the Navy did not believe in that because in some cases it caused a lack of oxygen to the fetus and caused problems. So I went through the night, and they got me up and walked me up and down the hall to get the labor started again. And I guess it was early on Monday morning when I started into labor again. But Jamie's head was coming face first, which was what they call a brow presentation, and she had a big head. So she had been engaged, her little head had been engaged for 6 weeks before I went into labor. So finally, they put me in what they called the labor room, and all the other women were crying and hollering, and they were sort of out of their heads. And I was perfectly conscious, and I was determined I was not going to make a sound. And I was in, it was just a constant pain. It wasn't like, you know, contractions. It was just steady. And finally, doctor decided that I needed, he was going to have to take the baby with instruments. And so then they did give me gas. And I guess it was ether. They put me under with ether. And he took Jamie with instruments, and she was born. And it was about 4 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday morning, so I had been there all that time. And Bruce called the hospital. He said he woke up real early, and he thought, this can't be right, you know. This is going on far too long. So he came down to the hospital just as quickly as he could, and I was very glad to see him, and he was delighted that he wanted to have a baby. He wanted a girl, and he was so delighted. And he named her Jamie long before she was born. So I had wonderful care, and I was in the hospital for a whole week. They believed in that at that time. And I had had quite an extensive episiotomy, so that they were treating that and making sure that it was healing properly. And when I came home from the hospital, we lived on the second floor, and they brought me home in an ambulance, and I was to lie down. And Bruce carried me up the stairs and put me to bed. And so there we were, just he and I and Jamie, and there was no family. All of our family was in the West. But I was so happy to call my mother and tell her, you know, about my darling baby. And it was such, it's such an incredible experience to have a baby. It's so wonderful, and you look at this little child, and you know that it had grown up in your body, and that it was so completely dependent on you and how you care for it. It was very, very worthwhile. And as I say, Bruce was wonderful with her. He was just so happy to have this dear little baby girl. And we felt that we would like to probably have a second child about 18 months later. And Bob actually was 19 months younger than Jamie. And his birth was a little early. Jamie went 2 weeks over, and it may have been one of the reasons why the delivery was difficult, because she was a good-sized baby. Mm-hmm. And Bob was much slimmer, and I had a very easy delivery with him. But there again, the Navy did not believe in anesthesia, and we didn't have the preparation that they have today, where you learn how to breathe and how to work with the contractions. And the father is there to help. Bruce would probably faint it dead away on the floor. Anyway.
How long did you live in the place where Jamie was born, did you move for any of the next birth or?
Oh yes, we had one bedroom in that apartment, and we had Jamie's crib when she graduated to a crib. We had it set up in the living room, and she was such a good baby that we used to have friends over to play bridge of an evening, dinner and bridge, and she would just sleep through the whole thing. She went to bed at 6 o'clock in the evening, and she slept till 6 o'clock in the morning from the time she was 7 weeks old.
Wow.
She was a very, very good baby.
And what was her first word? Do you remember?
Well, she used to say, she loved raisins, and she called them Weiss. Of course, she said Dada, but, I mean, she said this word Weiss, which meant to her raisins, was very clear. It was a word, you know. But that's really all that I recall. It's been a long time.
Yes. And were you living in a different area when Bob was born, or were you living at the same...
We were living in not too far away from where we were living when Jamie was... I had all three of the children when Bruce was on duty at Headquarters Marine Corps.
Okay.
And for the first... for Jamie and Bob, we lived in Arlington County. Well, and Evans, too. They were all born when we lived in Arlington County. And when the boys were born, I went to Bethesda Naval Hospital for the births. And the interesting thing is that they put me in the same bed, in the same ward for both of them.